making conditions worse for Ukrainians. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. As Russian attacks continue in eastern and southern Ukraine, citizens are dealing with freezing temperatures and sporadic access to power. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Kyiv.
This city is still sitting very much in the dark. Most of those lights considered unnecessary, and there's still a chance for those planned outages as this entire country works to conserve as much energy as possible. And on top of all of that, the weather really took a dip with temperatures hovering just below or at freezing. Most of the Kyiv region spent the day getting blanketed by several inches of snow.
Russia's been shelling the recently liberated city of Kherson, forcing people to once again flee. Somali security forces are trying to flush out armed attackers from a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Police say a number of people were rescued, but it's not clear if there are any casualties. 10 people died in an apartment fire late last week in China as strict zero COVID restrictions made escaping impossible. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that the Chinese Communist Party will most likely not let up.
They will continue to crack down on their citizens, and who knows where that leads. I mean, think where we are. 3 years after a virus that likely leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, they're still welding Chinese people into their apartments.
Protests have erupted across China after the fire, calling for an end of the COVID policies and for Chinese President Xi to step down. Police in Florida say a man was shot and killed by an officer early this morning in St. Petersburg. Authorities say it happened after police made a forced entry into an apartment and the man ignored several commands to drop a firearm. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Major cities throughout Europe are struggling with how much they can decorate for the holidays in the wake of an energy crisis. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Russia's war in Ukraine continues to drive up energy prices across the continent. Some leaders are urging private citizens to dim their festive lighting, while others are encouraging people to light up their homes after dealing with pandemic-suppressed Christmas seasons.
European leaders attended a two-day summit last month addressing the energy crisis posed by Putin's Ukraine invasion. A recent decision by a retail giant has put environmental groups at odds again with politicians and fishermen in New England. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Whole Foods saying recently they'll stop selling lobster from the Gulf of Maine at hundreds of its stores around the country. Whole Foods pointing to a pair of sustainability organizations who've taken away their endorsements. The Maine Stewardship Council and Seafood Watch both citing concerns about risks to rare North Atlantic right whales from lobster fishing gear. Among those not happy, Maine Democratic Governor Janet Mills and the state's four-member congressional delegation who say Maine fishermen have been protecting whales for years. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
More details coming to light about the suspect behind shootings at two schools in Brazil Friday. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Authorities did not name the 16-year-old suspected gunman, but did note he's a former student of the public school that he attacked that housed both elementary and middle school students. He also targeted a neighboring private school in the Brazilian village of Aracruz. At least three people were killed and 13 wounded in the attacks that police say the suspect had been planning for 2 years, arming himself with a semi-automatic pistol and a revolver, along with a bulletproof vest with a swastika pinned to it. The shooter is being held at a facility for underage criminals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.